And our thanks to Melanie for the gospel and song again this evening. I want to read tonight in the book of Exodus and chapter 12. The book of Exodus and chapter 12. Maybe also read a couple of verses in the New Testament as well from 1 Peter chapter 1. Exodus chapter 12, please. Exodus chapter 12, and reading from verse 1. The Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Israel, Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth month, in the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. Ye shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat it. Verse 12. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Verse 42, down the chapter. It is a night. It is a night to be much observed unto the Lord for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of the Lord to be observed of all the children of Israel in their generations. Turn over, please, just to 1 Peter chapter 1. Familiar verses, I'm sure, to many. Verse 18. First Peter chapter 1, verse 18. For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. That's all I wish to read, and we pray that the Lord will bless again in the public reading of Holy Scriptures again this evening. In the early chapters of Exodus, God speaks to Pharaoh. He's now finished speaking to Pharaoh when we come into chapter 12. Chapter 12, God now directly speaks to Israel. And our reading begins with the words in verse 2, This month shall be unto you the beginning. the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. God is saying it starts now. And indeed the calendar is reset. The seventh month is now the first month. The civic calendar. There's now also the religious calendar. This month is the beginning. God says it starts now. The new beginning. The children of Israel went down to Egypt as a family. They're being brought out now as a nation. He speaks to the congregation. The first time it's called the congregation of Israel. God says this is the beginning. Verse 14, you will notice that it's, he says, he goes on to say that this day shall be unto you a memorial, a feast throughout the generations, an ordinance. This day, a memorial. When we read in verse 42, it says that it is a night to be much observed. The bringing out of the people from the land of Israel. It's the beginning. It's a memorial. It's to be much observed. God is going to do something momentous. It'll never be forgotten. Exodus 12 is a very significant chapter in the Word of God. And very significant concerning the nation of Israel. It's a new beginning, not a new phase, a new beginning. This day, this night, a marked beginning. I think, you know, considering the gospel this evening, it serves as a lovely illustration. Or a picture, and I would like this evening to draw a parallel, if I can, with the New Testament salvation. The salvation that's required each and every individual here this evening requires God so great salvation. In John 3, it's called the new birth. Remember Jesus and that conversation with Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again when he's old? Does he enter the second time into his mother's womb to be born? The Lord says, no. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. I'm speaking about a spiritual birth. The new birth. To be born from above. Paul writes in to the Corinthians, he says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And all things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. And those of us that have the new birth, we recognize how momentous that moment was when we met the Savior in the road of life. A significant night for Israel. A day to be observed, a night to be kept as a memorial. This day, this night. This is the beginning. The Passover. It's only one Passover. All other Passovers that are kept are commemorative of the first one. There's only one moment of salvation. It's unique. It's definite. We can all, I'm sure, this evening remember the very place and the time maybe and the date maybe of when we met the Savior. Started out on a new beginning. Born again of the Spirit of God. And so this evening, if I can and if I may, I want to try and draw an illustration from this chapter this evening. This night that has tremendous significance. This night that's marked. This night that's still talked about in Israel today. This Passover that's observed each year and kept, never to be forgotten. What a picture. What a night it was for the nation of Israel. What a moment it is for those of us that know the Savior to remember the occasion when we first met him on the road of life. Robbie still talks about it, doesn't he? A night from which there was tremendous change. Never the same again. Robbie says his old pals give him 6 weeks and he'll be back with them. Is it 60 years, Robbie, or more? Never went back. 61 years. He didn't go back to Egypt. No, no. It's a night that's tremendous in its significance. It's momentous. And that's what God says. He says, this night's the beginning. A night to be much, a day that should be a memorial and a night to be much observed. May I ask this evening, right at the outset of our meeting, do you have God's so great salvation? What do you know about God's so great salvation? Maybe you've heard much about it, but you've never experienced that. I was thinking of it like this. If it were possible to speak to one of those that came out of Egypt that night, I wonder what they would say. If it were possible to talk with those that left Israel that night, what they would say. If this night that is kept as commemorated each year, this night that's kept as a memorial, this day to be observed, that great beginning, that night that God brought you out of Egypt, what was it like? I think some of them, well, ultimately, it was a night when God's word was heeded. I suppose that's where it all begins. These people, the directions that they were given, they heeded God's word. Maybe they would say it was a night when we moved out in haste. That would be worth considering as well. Didn't delay, you know. If you read through the chapter, you will find it was all done in haste. They didn't dither, you know. Maybe there's people here this evening. You intend to get out of Egypt. Egypt speaks of the world. Maybe you intend to be saved. You're not saved yet because maybe you've dithered. Everything that takes place is in haste. No time to delay. They're getting out. Worth considering. Heed God's word. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Night when they turned their backs on Egypt. I think some might say, that night was a release from bondage. And a release from bondage. You see, had we read in chapter 6, this is how it's described. God says, I have heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. Wherefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will rid you out of their bondage. And I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. And I will take you to me for a people. And I will be to you a God. It was a release from bondage. You know that it says that the Pharaoh set over the people hard taskmasters. God says, I've heard their groanings. A people in bondage and burden. The devil's a hard taskmaster. Your devil, your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. The devil's a liar and a destroyer and a thief. He cometh for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Tonight I wonder, are you here this evening and you're very conscious of your burden of sin? I wonder this evening, does this describe your life? Your life has been ruined, and you feel tonight and you recognize you're in bondage to sin. The Bible says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. We're all sinners this evening by nature and by practice, by birth and by choice. Bondage to sin this evening, some more so than others. Sin destroys. Sin ruins lives, heartaches, broken pieces, ruined lives. People were in bondage. And it says that they groaned. I wonder, is there someone like that here this evening? All have sinned, come short of God's glory. A night when we were released from bondage. Maybe you're saying tonight, but we are free. You hear people say today, this is a free country. And you hear people say, but we have freedom of speech and freedom of expression and freedom of choice. But we are free. Take a look around you at what people do with their freedom today. The free country is an ungodly country. Freedom of speech, listen to the speech today of blasphemous and rebellion. Watch what man does with freedom of expression. It's depravity and vile. Watch what men do with their choice, and it's immorality, and it's sin and vice. There's a false freedom. A man who's free to do what he likes, that's only a false freedom. You're led captive by the devil and his will. You're in bondage tonight, burdened by sin and in bondage. True freedom is a man is free when he does what he should. John's Gospel, chapter 8, you know the truth. The truth shall make you free. That's true freedom. And if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you're free indeed. Some might say it was a night when we were released from bondage. Tonight I ask a question in the meeting tonight. What about you? Would you be free from your burden of sin? Would you o'er evil the victory win? Yes, I think some might say it was a great night because we were released from bondage. Is it Wesley? Charles Wesley penned, long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Mine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off. My heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. That's what made it a great night. We were free from bondage. That's God's salvation, you know. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. To be free from bondage. To have your sin question settled. To be released from the burden of sin. That sin that's going to damn you and damn your soul. To have your sin dealt with. That's so great salvation. That's the news of so great salvation. The possibility, the opportunity that you have this evening, not saved. Great opportunity tonight. Can be released from bondage. I think, you know, if you were to ask some of them what was so great about the night, I think some might say, and particularly the firstborn might say, and I thought long and hard about this because I was a firstborn in my family. My mother was a firstborn. Colin's a firstborn. Maybe the firstborn would feel it more keenly. It was a night when we escaped the judgment of God. It was an escape from God's judgment. We were under judgment. We were all under judgment, folks. We were all under judgment. He that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. He that believeth on the Son, John 3:36, hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Unsaved one in the meeting tonight, it's appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. Going to stand before God one day. Revelation 20, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books are opened. Another book's opened, the book of life. And the dead are judged out of those things which are written in the books. Tonight you're not ready to meet God. Tonight you're in the world. Egypt speaks of the world. Pleasures of sin are but for a season. But in God's so great salvation, you have an opportunity tonight to be released from bondage and to escape the consequences of sin. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, you need a free from the wrath to come. Free from the wrath to come. Job says, because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with a stroke. Then the great ransom cannot deliver thee. Tonight in this meeting, you have the opportunity to get right with God, to know sins forgiven, to avail of his mercy, to be released from sin and bondage, and to escape the judgment of God. What must the firstborn have thought as he watched the lamb die? Surely he thought, he died for me. Surely as the firstborn watched the knife drawn to slay the lamb, surely he thought, he died for me. He escaped the judgment. It was a night when we were released from bondage. It was a night when we escaped the judgment of God. It was a night of liberation. It was a night of salvation. Others would say, I imagine, many would say, surely, it was a night when we depended on the blood of the Lamb. It was a night when we placed our trust in nothing other than the blood of the Lamb. We sheltered behind the blood of the Lamb. The night when we depended on the blood of the Lamb. It was a night of redemption. You see, that's what we read here, isn't it? God says on the 10th day of this month, take every man a lamb according to the house. Notice the word, the lamb was taken. A lamb was selected on the 10th day of the month. Goes on to say, if your house is too little for the lamb, then a neighbor can also share in the lamb. Someone has made the point that The house could have been too little for the lamb, but the lamb was never too little for the house. All the sufficiency that we have in the lamb. Of course, it speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament. Paul, writing again to Corinthians, says, "For Christ our Passover, even Christ our Passover, sacrificed for us." John identified him, didn't he? "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." The Lamb had to be taken or selected. So it was of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I read those words in 1 Peter. "We're not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but by the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world and was made manifest to you in these last days." Before the foundation of the world, the Godhead selected the Lamb of God. Before time ever began, before the foundations of this earth were ever laid, we used to sing, "Before the stars were hung, our planets fashioned, before the clay was formed to make a man, Christ was the Lamb of God for sinners offered. This was redemption's one and only plan. There was no other way a God of love could find to reconcile the world and save a lost mankind. Took the death of his own son upon a tree. There was no other way but Calvary. Take it." They had to select this lamb. Aye, and it had to be without blemish. A male of the first year. Then it says that they had to keep it until the 14th day. The lamb selected. Now it's the lamb separated. Keep it until the 14th day. If the selected lamb reminds me of the sufficient one, the separated lamb reminds me of the sinless one. Keep it. Why keep it? Till the 14th day. To check if it was without blemish? No. To prove it was without blemish. It was without blemish on the 10th day, the 11th, 12th, and 13th. It was always without blemish. Scrutinize it on the 4 days. You'll see clearly it's without blemish. The 4 days reminds me of the 4 Gospels, causes me to think of the 4 Gospels. Survey the Savior, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Listen to his every word and watch his every move. Yes, and then hear the testimony that's made concerning him. "I find no fault in him at all. Truly, this was a righteous man. This man has done nothing amiss." Savior himself said to those religious zealots of that day, "Which of you convinceth me of sin?" Oh, he separated the sinless one, holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Knew no sin, did no sin, in him was no sin. Why is it important to establish that? Why is it important to underscore that? Because when he dies, he didn't die for any sin of his own. He is the sinless Lamb of God. And the one who died in the center tree at Calvary, he died for your sin and mine. Took my sins and my sorrows, made them his very own. Bore the burden to Calvary, suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love to me. Verse 6 says, this one they were to take it, they were to keep it, and then they were to kill it. Selected lamb, the separated lamb, is now the slain lamb. The lamb has to die, and its blood is shed. What a picture of the Savior. Smitten of God and afflicted. We were hearing it this morning, but he was wounded for our transgressions. And he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He's brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. O the Lamb of God that beareth away the sin of the world. Notice the verbs in 5, 6, and 7. Take it, keep it, kill it. Verse 7, ye shall take the blood, strike it. I think it's worthwhile just stopping for a moment and making this point. The lamb was taken, the lamb was kept, and the lamb was slain. And it's possible. It's possible for to miss out on salvation. Because that's how it is, isn't it? We preach Christ crucified, yet you're here tonight and you're not saved. Christ has come and Christ has died. And the way of salvation is possible. And there's one tonight who's willing and able to save to the uttermost all who will come unto God by him. You're not saved. Do you know why you're not saved? The blood has been shed. And the lamb has died. But they took a hyssop plant and they dipped it in the blood. And they were to strike it on the doorpost. And on the upper doorpost, a little. And it's only when the blood is applied that it's effective for you. Colin was praying earlier, talked about man's ruin and God's remedy. We've covered that this evening. But then there's man's responsibility. And that's where striking comes in. Verse 7, take the blood and strike it. Apply it. You're not saved tonight. You've never applied it. It's your responsibility to seek him. It's your responsibility to strive, to enter in. God's not going to frog march anybody into salvation. Man's given a choice. Salvation's possible. He had to strike it. Yes, they needed to take that blood. The lamb could have died and not been effective for them, for that house. The blood's applied. Down at the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. That's how salvation is possible. Enter ye in. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. The invitation goes out, come unto me, all ye that labor under heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. The invitation of the gospel goes out. The lamb has died. Precious blood has been shed. You've never sought him. You have never trusted him. You have never placed your faith in that soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb. You're not saved tonight. Oh, that you'll be wise and trust him. Oh, that you'll take by faith, as it were, that hyssop plant and apply it. Apply the blood. And God of old, the way of life, would teach to all his own. He placed them safe beyond the reach of death by blood alone. It is his word. God's precious word stands forever true. When I, the Lord, shall see the blood, I will pass over you. What a night it was. It was a night when we took God at his word and heeded God. It was a night when we moved with haste. Didn't want to spend another moment in Egypt. It was a night when we were released from bondage. It was a night when we escaped God's judgment. It was a night when we placed our all in the blood of the Lamb. Soon as my all I ventured on Christ's atoning blood, the Holy Spirit entered, and I was born of God. That's what you need to do, friend. Boy, girl in the meeting tonight. Man, woman, older one. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Not always be near. Not always be near. See them sheltering behind the blood. See them depending upon the blood, ready to go, not wishing to stay a moment longer in Egypt. New beginning, the old cancelled out, liberation from bondage, free, moving out of Egypt, judgment passed, now no condemnation, on their way to their promised land. What a picture starting out for heaven and home. The night we moved out of Egypt, what a night of salvation, what a liberation, what a redemption. Cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back. Marching to Zion, beautiful city of God. I trust this evening, if you're not right with God, that you'll trust him this evening, that you'll look to the cross and see the one that died in your stead. Her sins by faith, I saw the stream. That's it. Thy flowing wounds supply. Redeeming love has been my theme. Shall be till I die. May you be wise tonight. Get the matter of your soul salvation settled. Would you be free from your burden of sin? Yes, there's power in the blood. Power in the blood. Get to the cross. Recognize your need of a Savior. Put your trust in him. Say, yes, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left the crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. May the Lord bless the gospel this evening. We're singing in closing, out of my bondage, sorrow night, Jesus, I come. Jesus, I come into your freedom, gladness and light. Jesus, I come to you. Let's stand to sing, please.
Thank you.
Father, we pray the close of our meeting, should there be any in our meeting, in our gathering this evening, or hearing us, that do not know thee as Saviour and Lord, we pray indeed that thou wilt give deciding grace. We pray that thou wilt bury thy word deep in their hearts and minds. Give them no rest or peace. Pray indeed that they might turn it over and mull it over in a quiet place. Recognize their need of thee. Recognize that time is short. Recognize that there's one who's willing and able to save. Save you this evening, standing at their heart's door. Pray indeed that there might be those who will exercise faith and put their faith and trust in the one who died for them at the center tree, the place called Calvary. We thank thee this evening for a wonderful Savior, Jesus our Lord. Thank thee again, our Father, individually this evening, for the time when we trusted thee, met thee in the road of life, when we recognized our need and got a glimpse of the cross and realized for the first time the Son of God loved me, gave himself for me. Pray that others will come this evening, put their trust in thee. Our Father, we thank thee for this another day and for thy blessings throughout this day. For the company before thee, we pray that thou wilt take us all to our homes in safety now. Bless us till we meet again. We give thee all the praise and glory and thank thee for thy so great salvation. We ask all in our Saviour's worthy and precious name. Amen.